I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, GOP's short-lived healthcare fight. President Trump failed to get his healthcare bill on the floor of Congress. Listen as Bill Maher tells us why Trump could be on this leader's hit list. Jimmy Fallon explains how liberal Trump was with the vote count, and Samantha Bee shows just how dangerous the president can be. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
How many of you are here on vacation? Now, how many of you are congressmen hiding from Trump because you couldn't vote for his health care? Happy on him.
You're so transparent. I know why you're happy, because Republicans pulled their repeal of Obamacare, which means you will be able to continue taking whatever drugs you're on right now.
Week for our poor president. He's been bombing harder than Mike Huckabee at an open mic night, and his Republican friends can't get out the door fast enough.
The latest count by CBS News shows at least 24 House Republicans oppose the American Health Care Act.
President Trump warning fellow Republicans, vote yes for the GOP health care bill or else. The Washington Post quoting President Trump saying, I'm going to come after you.
Watch out, guys! He's got the might of the Russian army behind him!
But isn't this amazing? I mean, for 7 years, this is all Republicans live to do. Was repeal and replace Obama. It's all they talked about, it's all they voted on. It's like, it's like the girl of your dreams finally saying, okay, take me to bed. And then you get her there and...
The Republican health care bill was pulled after they didn't have enough support to pass it. Or as Trump would say,
it's going down the tubers.
Going down the tubers.
Oh, this looks bad for Trump. Oh. Yeah, no. It does. You know how Putin feels about failure.
Fred, this bill was not well received at all. In fact, Nancy Pelosi called the Republican health care bill a moral monstrosity. Then Trump said, okay, put her down as a maybe. She didn't say no. So.
But this health care thing went down because of the Freedom Caucus, that's the artist formerly known as the Tea Party, in Congress. Paul Ryan wrote a health care bill that somehow covered fewer people than just repealing Obamacare. And replaced it with nothing. And it still wasn't good enough for the Freedom Caucus. It's like if you wrote a highway bill that made all the bridges fall down. And they said, yeah, but that only kills drivers. What about people at home?
I should get this. I read that just 13% of women supported the Republican health care replacement bill. When he heard that, Paul Ryan was like, women. I knew we forgot to include something. Women. Put that in the bill. Women. Oh, God. Thank you.
Republicans just have to admit, crafting legislation is just not your thing. Calling into talk radio and screaming about Mexicans. Yes. Posting photoshops of Hillary with devil horns, yes. Naming buildings after Reagan, of course. Secret gay sex at highway rest stops, yes. But not legislation.
Trump was not happy. He said that if this health care bill didn't pass, that he'd just leave Obamacare in place. Kind of a weird threat. It's like... They're saying, if you kids don't stop fighting back there, I'm going to drive this car straight to Disney World. We're going to go right to the front of the line. And we'll ride as many times as you want.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.